我们非常感谢神哈，我们每个月能够至少有一次这样子合并的聚会。
We're very thankful to the Lord that at least once a month we get to come together like this.
我们说过的这个教会是属神的，是神的家。
And we said that this church is the house of God. It belongs to God.
这个教会是基督的教会。
It is the church of Christ.
所以我们不是一个中国人的教会，不是一个美国人的教会。It is not. 任何蒙恩得救的儿女都可以在这里来聚会。
It is not a Chinese church. It is not an American church. Anyone who is saved by grace can come.And congregate here.
这个从前讲道的时候，对我有一个很大的挑战，就是我们听众中间有十岁的，有九十五岁的。
And it used to be a tremendous challenge for me. And there are some that in the teens, and there are some in the 90s that are sitting in our midst.
有说中文的，有说英文的。
And there are those who speak Chinese, those who speak English.
但是我们感谢神，让我们在基督里，在爱的里面突破所有所有的障碍，包括语言和年龄的障碍。
And we thank God that in His love, He allows us to overcome all of these obstacles, whether it's language or whether it's cultural barriers.
虽然每次combine meeting, 我讲到的时间少很多，但是我非常喜欢combine meeting.
And I know every time as we have a combined service, the amount of words that I can articulate, the time that I have is shortened, but I love these moments when we get together.
刚刚唱诗，我自己里面就这么享受它。
And then again, as we were worshiping, singing together, I was rejoicing, I was enjoying our time together.
是的，我们都需要主，每个时刻都需要他。
Yes, we need the Lord. Every moment we need Him.
你看最近来了一个 hurricane, Ian 把佛罗里达、把美国东部造成了这么多的伤害。
And we know Hurricane Ian, as it comes and it hits the state of Florida, the tremendous amount of damage it has caused.
我们在这里也问候东岸的弟兄姊妹们哈，希望主保守你们。
And the brothers and sisters who are watching online from the East Coast, we pray for you. May the Lord keep you.
同样的，我们看报纸的话，也知道苏俄跟这个乌克兰之间的关系现在变得更加紧张。
And we see that the tension between Russia and Ukraine is getting more and more tense.
甚至可能考虑要用核子武器了。
And there's even talks of using of nuclear weapons.
所以圣经上说，国要攻打国，民要攻打民。其实这些应验都这些事情都在发生。
And the scripture tells us that the nation will rise up against nation, the people against people, becauseAll of these things are happening around us.
但是圣经告诉我们，这不过是灾难的起头，刚开始而已。
But the scripture tells us these are but the foreshadow, the beginning of the tribulation.
所以我们一定要在主的面前醒起来，好好的预备好自己，来迎接可能更危险。更可怕的征战。
So, brothers and sisters, we all need to rise. We all need to be alert, to be aware that there may be more fierce battle that lies ahead.
所以我们需要起来祷告，一起告诉主，我们需要你。
So, brothers and sisters, we all need to rise up together to pray and corporately together to cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, we need you.
还有一个特别的祷告，就是从后天开始，我们香柏木培训中心。这是神给我们教会的一个恩典和服事啊。
Now the prayer that we desire of all the brothers and sisters in a couple of days, the Cedar Training Center is going to have a conference. This is an opportunity and a ministry the Lord has given us.
这是神让我们透过科技、透过网络能够服事在各地教会。那么多的圣徒们
that through technology, through the website, we're able to serve many, many brothers and sisters that are throughout the world.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们能够每一个人都能够加入。就是祷告，祷告，祷告。
So, brothers and sisters, I want to say every single one of us can be a part of this ministry because we can pray.
让这个聚会被神祝福。
And that this meeting would be blessed by God.
让这个聚会神儿女们能够平安的，不受限制的，不受打岔的，能够好好的来聚会。
That peacefully, without interruptions, that brothers and sisters can come and set their attention on this conference.
等一下达军会上来报告。我今天继续要讲我们。这一系列借着约书亚记所看的这个主题。
And we want to come back to this a series of messages as we look through the book of Joshua.
叫做得胜有余的独居之民。
And the theme of our message is the people dwelling alone who are more than conquerors.
我们说过属灵征战有三个特点。
And we say that there are three particular characteristics of spiritual battles.
第一个，它是普遍性的，所有的人都在面对属灵征战。
One is holistic. Every single one of us, we are facing a spiritual battle.
不管你知道不知道，承认不承认，感觉到没有，我们都在面对属灵的征战。
Whether you acknowledge it, whether you're aware of it, whether you feel it, you are in the midst of a spiritual battle.
圣经上告诉我们，整个世界伏在恶者的手下。
The scripture tells us the whole world is under the sway of the evil one.
请问你在哪里？
And I'll ask you, where are you?
你只要在这个地上，你就在仇敌的网罗和攻击试探的里面。
As long as you are here on the face of this planet, on this earth, you are under the temptation and attack of the enemy.
第二个特点讲到征战的严肃性。
And secondly, it talks about the severity of these battles.
撒旦来就是偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
Satan comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy.
他像吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，要寻找可以吞吃的。
He's a lion, a roaring lion that goes to and fro throughout the earth to look for those whom he may devour.
第三个特点讲到征战的持续性。
Thirdly, it talks about the continuance of this battle.
只要我们活着，一生一世都在面临征战。
As long as we have breath, we will be engaged in warfare.
我们死了，征战还在进行，一直到基督再来。
Do you know that even after our passing, this battle continues until the return of Christ?
所以我们要一起啊，彼此真的是珍惜一下的。
So, brothers and sisters, we need to treasure one another.
我们真的是在一起在面对一个很严肃的征战，要迎接主耶稣的回来。
That we are very together, we're together very seriously, facing this battle until the Lord's return.
但是我们也不是在这里去让弟兄姊妹过得很恐惧、很可怕。
But I want to say that we are not at least telling everybody to live in a state of fear. Because the Lord our God, He's more than conquered. And He called us into warfare, into battles, to lay hold of the inheritance. And just as Joshua entered the land of Canaan for the very purpose of laying hold of the inheritance,
we can enjoy God in Christ who has given us the inheritance.
That we may enjoy the fullness of the salvation that has been given to us in Christ.
So the
memorization verse for this week is all familiar, very familiar to all of us, Psalm chapter 16.
耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的，你为我持守，用神量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。
O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance.
Yeah, 我找不到什么好图，只能够找到一张，让大家稍微体会一下，有山有水，有山有谷与水滋润之地。
I'm trying to find a really nice pictures to wow you a little bit, but this is the best that I could find. A place of mountain, of water, of vegetation.
申命记至少用了五种笔法来形容迦南美地的丰富。
And the scripture tells us at least five times to illustrate and describe the beauty and the bounty of the land of Canaan.
他最好的一节就是申命记十一章十一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 11.
他说那里有山有谷雨水滋润，讲到真的是充满了丰盛的生命和祝福。
There is mountains, there's valleys, there's streams, and there's fountains, and it is a place of plenty.
然后后面就讲到耶和华的眼目看过那地，从岁首直到年终，说到神永远跟我们同在。
And then it says that the eyes of the Lord is upon that land from the beginning to the end, forever He is with us.
所以我要很快的，因为今天这是我们讲属灵征战。在迦南地约书亚他们征战的最后一场征战。
And we're going to come to talk about the very last battle in the land of Canaan.
我们讲的第一场征战是耶利哥的征战。讲到是所有的兵丁都要参加的征战。
The very first message we gave was concerning the battle of Jericho. It says that every soldier needs to be a part of it.
因为神在这里告诉他的百姓，征战的胜败在乎耶和华，不在乎人多人少。
Because God wanted to declare to His people that the battle belongs to the Lord, the victory is from Him, it is not of numbers.
我们只要信而顺服的绕城。就可以让耶利哥高大的耶利哥倒塌下来。
You simply have to trust and obey, and just go and walk around the city, and the city will fall.
所以 trust and obey, 信而顺服，是我们征战得胜很重要的秘诀。
And so trusting and obeying is the secret to our victory.
第二个，在爱城，因为他们有当灭之物，他们就经历了失败。
We came and talked about the battle of Ai, and because they have the
所以在爱城的征战里面，让我们看见一个没有神同在跟没有神祝福的生活是何等的可怕。
They have things that ought to be destroyed, and because of it, the presence of God and the blessings of God cannot be with them, and they fell into failure.
所以在我们里面有当灭之物，有没有除去的罪，神说他不再跟我们同在，而且我们在仇敌面前站立不住。
And if we have detestable things, things that need to be destroyed, and we possess them, then the Lord says, I will no longer be with you, you will no longer be able to stand before the enemy.
第三个征战讲到激辩，不战而败。
And the third battle talks about a battle that they've never even engaged, but they lost, the battle of Gideon.
他们之所以失败，是因为他们没有求问耶和华就做决定。
And they lost because they never inquired of the Lord. They never asked the Lord, and they made a decision.
但是这两场的虽然失败了
And these two particular battles, even though they failed,
但是从他们的身上我们也看见怎么样子正确的来面对我们的失败
But through these two particular failures, we come and see how do we face our failures.
我决定相信我们每一个人都经历过失败，对不对
I know each and every one of us, we encounter, we experience failures in our lives.
但是我们怎么样子处理失败就会决定我们能不能反败为胜
And how do we deal with these failures will determine whether we can turn it into victory.
怎么样子能够让失败成为我们成长的一次机会
And how do we allow these failures to turn into an opportunity for growth?
接下来就讲到他们开始南征北讨
And then it begins to say, tell us how they began to engage warfare with the north and the south.
不管南边的五个王，北边的诸王，他们都是联军联合起来跟神的百姓打仗。
The five kings that were to the south and all the kings that were to the north, they united together to fight against the nation of Israel.
所以我上一堂信息讲到敌虽四部，享恩如恒。
And the last message that we gave is that even though the enemy surround, but we enjoy the blessings of God.
当我们跟神的关系正常的时候
，When we have a right and a healthy relationship with God,
你发现神的百姓所向皆捷，每一场都赢。
You discover that every battle they engage in, they win.
不管你五个王联合起来也好
Whether the five kings, they unite against you.
或者整个迦南地圣经上说他们一共征服了31个王
Or even if the entire land of Canaan, 37 kings, that's what the scripture told us.
所以弟兄姊妹当我们跟神的关系对的时候没有一个仇敌在我们面前站立得住的
Brothers and sisters, when we have a right relationship with God, not a single enemy will be able to stand against us.
这是约书亚记让我们看到的
This is what the book of Joshua allowed us to see.
当你进到四世纪的时候
When you enter into the book of Judges,
你就发现没有一个仇敌神的百姓可以胜过他
You come to discover all of a sudden the people of God cannot overcome a single enemy.
任何一个仇敌都可以来辖制神的百姓
Any one of their enemies can come and subdue them.
当他们在苦到不得已的时候来转向神，神才兴起的士师来拯救他们。
And when they come to the point of utter failures and in pain, they cry out to God, and God raised up a judge to deliver them.
所以我花了五分钟把我们前面讲的这好几场征战都已经复习完了。
And so in these 5 minutes, we review what we talked about all these messages prior.
今天我们来到最后一场征战 ，final battle.
Today we come to the last and the final battle.
我为什么称它做关键性的战役
？Why do I call this a pivotal battle.
它是一个关键性的。
It is pivotal.
因为圣经上告诉我们，当希伯伦被打下来的时候
，Because the scripture tells us when they lay hold of Hebron,
从此国中太平。再也没有征战了。
From that point on, there's peace throughout the land. No, there was no longer warfare. They rested.
不是没有仇敌的存在，而是神的百姓仇敌在神百姓面前没有办法了。
It is not because of these enemy no longer exists, but because the enemy has no more schemes or ways against the people of God.
所以今天这场征战非常重要。
So, brothers, this particular battle is very important.
我们看看希伯伦为什么这么宝贵。
Let's come and take a look at why Hebron is so precious.
希伯伦的地理位置好我们看一下。
The geographical location of Hebron.
这是我最近找的哈。
I found this yesterday.
它在耶路撒冷的西南方大概20多个 mile.
It's about 20 miles southwest. Southwest Jerusalem.
对。我旁边的那个图呢这是麦比拉洞上面的清真寺。
And this is the mosque.Right above the cave of Megapala. Sorry, thank you.
麦比拉还是中文容易一点哈。
Chinese is a little easier to pronounce.
考考你们呢，你埋了几个人
？Do you know how many people are married? How many people are buried there?
六个。
Six people.
三对 couple.
There are three couples that were buried there.
神被称为亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
所以亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各带着他们的原配啊，不是你最喜欢的太太，雅各喜欢拉结，但是葬在这里的是利亚。
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob took their wives, their very first spouse. What is who? Jacob's wife, whom he married first, was Leah.
这三个家被葬在这里。
These three families were buried here.
希伯伦一直在以色列中间有一个独特的地位。
Hebron and among the people of Israel has a very special significance.
神把亚伯拉罕从加勒底的乌尔招出来，进到迦南地的时候，他是经过事件伯特利来到希伯伦。
And when the Lord called Abraham out of the land of Ur, He called him into Hebron.
雅各离家漂泊回来的时候，经过事件伯特利到希伯伦。
And Jacob, when he went into exile, as he has come back, stage to stage, he came back to Hebron.
如果你再仔细读细一点的话
，If you pay even more close attention,
你发现这三个以色列百姓的老祖宗都跟希伯伦有一个特别的关系。
The city of Hebron has a particular relationship with the forefathers of the people of Israel.
创世纪十二章，神对亚伯拉罕说：“起来，往我所要指示你的地方去，就是叫他去。”
In Genesis chapter 12, God called to Abraham, "Rise and go towards the place that I will show you."
创世纪二十六章，当以撒想要下埃及的时候。
Genesis chapter 26, when Isaac was considering going down to Egypt,
神不让他去，说你要住在我所给你的地方。
And God says, "You will not go. You're supposed to stay with the place where I've designated for you to stay."
那时候以撒就是住在希伯伦。
Isaac was in the land of Hebron.
神说不可以离开。
And God says, "You cannot leave this place."
雅各离开了以后，时候到了，神说你要回。我所应许你的地方去。
Jacob went into exile, and the time has come. God says, "You must return back to the place where I will show you."
你有没有注意到这三个关键词？去、住、回。
Notice these three events: to go, to stay, and to come back.
所以希伯伦本身的名字的意思叫做 friendship, 朋友、友谊。
And the meaning of Hebron is friendship.
或是 alliance, 联盟，或是 united.联合
or to mean alliance, or they are in union, they are united.
所以有很多很多属灵的前辈，或是甚至他们在解释圣经的时候，把希伯伦表明成为一个属灵的高峰，或是一个特别的境界。
And a lot of the theologians, a lot of the brothers who are mature in the Lord would describe Hebron to be the pinnacle of personal spiritual experiences.
神要亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的晚年都住在希伯伦。
God wanted the end of life for both Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to be in the land of Hebron.
就连雅各死了，都留下一命，要把我带回到希伯伦，葬在那里。
And even after Jacob died, he commanded his children that you must take my bones back to Hebron.
圣经上三次称亚伯拉罕是神的朋友。
Three times the scripture declare Abraham to be the friend of God.
所以希伯伦在这里好像描写一个属灵的境界，讲到人与神之间特殊的关系和友谊。
And Hebron describes a particular realm, particular state where the people of God and God are in this place of friendship.
你不要光羡慕亚伯拉罕被称为神的朋友。
Don't just simply admire Abraham is the friend of God.
圣经上也告诉我们，耶稣从此不再称我们仆人，称我们什么
？The Scripture tells us that Jesus no longer calls us his disciples, but he calls us
朋友
friends.
你有把耶稣当作你好朋友行列中的一位吗
？Have you listed Jesus as one of your friends, your best friend.
今天在基督里面，哎呀，那个不仅仅叫我们得与跟神和好，而且能够与神同行，能够与神为乐。
And not only did Jesus bring us into reconciliation with God, that we would walk with God, and then we would have Him as our joy.
为什么我们说希伯伦常常表明一个个人属灵的高峰呢
？And why do we say that Hebron is the representation of the pinnacle of our spiritual experiences?
当我们个人属灵的光景达到这个境界的时候，你发现从此国中太平，不再有征战。
And when you come to this place, you come to this state. that you all of a sudden discover there is rest, there is peace, there's no more wars around.
我们里面有说不出来的满足，有一个最深的安息。
There's a satisfaction, there's a deep rest that rests within.
虽然问题还在，虽然可能仇敌还在，但是我们进入安息了，我们有足够了。
Yes, the problem still exists, the challenges and the enemy are still around, but I've entered into the Lord's rest. He is more than enough for me.
你不管从历史上，从我们周围的弟兄姊妹上，你都可以看见这样子的人，他难处存在，可是他在主的面前过着平安喜乐的生活。
Rather through history, rather through the brothers and sisters around us, you come to discover that those individuals, the challenges still are there, but they can still rest in peace.
因为他享受神的同在，他享受跟神之间那个密友之情。
Because they can enjoy the presence of God, they can enjoy the fellowship, the friendship with God.
啊，这是我们每一个人都需要求神帮助我们的。当我们跟神关系正常的时候，你发现我们这个人整个的境界被提升了。
And you discover when we're at the right relationship with God, all of a sudden, the realm, the place we live in, we feel like we're lifted up, we're elevated.
以前有个美国的小年轻女孩子，我想大概 teenager 的。
There's a teenage girl.
她非常可爱，在教会里面人缘很好，到处打招呼，甚至给人家 hug 哈，关系很好。
She's wonderful. She's very warm. She says hi to everyone to the point where she would hug people.
大家都很喜欢她。
And everybody loved her.
有一天，她躺在床上准备睡觉的时候
，And one day as she was about to go to sleep, she was in bed.
突然圣灵提醒她说，你在教会到处跟人家打招呼。
And the Holy Spirit all of a sudden reminded her, you greeted everyone at church.
你在教会里面看到那么多人，你都跟人家 hug， 表示亲密。
And you see everybody and you embrace everyone and you're so close to everyone.
你怎么从来没有跟我说 hello 或者 hug 过我？
How come you never said hello? How come you never gave me a hug?
她在躺在床上突然想起来，哦，对哦。
And then all of a sudden she.Came to this realization. No, that's right.
他就躺在那里，伸开膀臂说 ，Oh, Jesus, I love you. 就是凭着信心给主一个 hug.
And she was lying there. She lifted up her arms and she said, "Lord Jesus, I love you." And she was by faith hugging Jesus.
圣灵把神的爱浇灌在她里面，她从来没有经历过这么大的喜乐。
And the Holy Spirit filled her with the love of Christ. She has never encountered such great joy.
弟兄姊妹，这个是真的，不是人想象出来的经历。
Brothers, this is real. It is not something that just came out of the imagination.
也是我们应该要有的经历。
It is an experience that we all ought to have.
有一位老姊妹曾经在我们这里聚会被主接去了。
And there's an elderly sister who was with us. She's now with the Lord.
她上楼，她觉得耶稣在跟着她上楼。她下楼倒水，耶稣也跟着她。她跟主撒娇说：“你怎么老跟着我？”
And she was walking up the stairs and coming down the stairs. She felt the presence of the Lord with her all the time. And she kind of jokingly said to Jesus, "Jesus, how come you're following me all the time?"
你渴慕主的同在吗
？Do you long for the presence of God?
耶稣更渴慕跟我们同在。
Do you know Jesus longs far more?To be with you?
我们享受过主的同在吗
？Have you enjoyed and encountered the presence of God?
希望这个享受不是只有在我们有需要的时候，而是我们的 daily life.
I pray that it is not just simply at the time of our needs, but every moment of our lives.
有一个基督徒信主以后不冷不热的。
There was a Christian who was lukewarm after he came to faith in Christ.
所以有时候礼拜天跟别人跑到海上去海钓去，钓鱼。
So one particular Sunday, he went on the sea to go fishing.
有一次碰到大风大浪的。
And all of a sudden, that particular day, a great storm came.
大家都很紧张。
And everybody was nervous.
后来风浪变得更大了。
And then the storm grew more fierce.
他的朋友就跟他说：“你不是基督徒吗？你赶快祷告你的神。”
Some of his friends says, "I think you said you're a Christian, right? Why don't you pray to your God?"
他有点不好意思祷告。
And he was a little embarrassed to pray.
因为平常都不太来聚会的。
Because a lot of time he didn't really come to the services or come to church.
后来风浪更大了，他只好滴滴滴小声小声的跟神说。
And the storm got bigger and bigger, and then he began to whisper.
神啊，你看我信耶稣15年了，我从来没有打扰过你。
Lord, I've been a Christian for 15 years. I've never bothered you once.
这是我第一次打扰你啊。
This is the very first time I'm going to bother you.
求你听我的祷告，保守我们平安。
Please hear my prayers and keep us safe.
我保证未来的15年不再来打扰你。
I will guarantee you, I promise you, I will never bother you again for the next 15 years.
当然这是笑话。
This was a joke, okay?
但是常常表明了我们基督徒跟神的关系。
But it oftentimes does exemplifies our relationship with the Lord.
不碰到难处，不碰到痛苦，不碰到失败，我们很少想到主的。
Until trials come, until pain comes, we seldom think of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是希伯伦一个很可贵的地方。我希望我们都羡慕能够跟神同行的光景。
Friends, so this is the condition of Hebron. I pray that each and every one of us we have this longing to walk with God.
然后你就看见加勒这么宝贵希伯伦。
And you see that this particular person, Caleb, he loved Hebron.
你看到大卫做王的时候，就在希伯伦先做了七年的犹大王。
And when David became king, he was king at Hebron first for 7 years.
七年之后，他搬到耶路撒冷，搬到锡安去做王。
And after 7 years, he went to Jerusalem to Zion to be king over Israel.
所以我曾经讲过一篇信息，叫做从希伯伦到锡安。
And there was a message that I had given before, is titled from Hebron to Zion.
我们不光是有个人经历的高峰，也要有团体。或是教会经历的高峰，就是锡安。
We not only need to have our personal pinnacle experience with God, but we need to have a corporate pinnacle experience with God. That is Zion.
今天没有空讲。那我们现在一起来看希伯伦有另外一个很重要的意义。
And again, today we want to come and look at Hebron. Hebron has another particular significant meaning.
就是在希伯伦那里有最高大的亚纳族人守在那里。
And the land of Hebron, the giants dwell there.
这也是为什么我今天取的题目说我们要去勇敢的来面对而且征服我们生命里或是属灵道路上的巨人。
This is the reason I titled the message today that we need to courageously conquer the giants in our life or the giants along our spiritual path.
因为你留着亚纳族人，你留着这些巨人存在，他永远会来搅扰，永远会再回头来伤害我们。
If you allow the descendants of the Anakims to reside and to stay, they will always come around and bring harm into your life.
我相信，我决定相信，我们不管个人也好，教会也好，在我们生命里面，在我们人生的路上都有巨人。
And I know individually, as a church corporately, we have enemies. We have these giants in our lives.
而这些巨人存在的目的和特点。
And the existence of these giants, the reason why they exist,
就是他不让你在神的道路恩典中继续往前。
They do not want that. They want to hinder you. They want to stop you from moving forward in the grace and the ways of the Lord.
他不让你继续成长，达到你属灵该有的高峰和境界。
They don't want you to continue to grow to the capacity where God desires you to be.
这是希伯伦所告诉我们。
This is what Hebron tells us.
我1994年到以色列地去的时候。
In 1994, I went to the land of Israel.
那时候我就问陈希真弟兄说，为什么我们这一次不去希伯伦？
I asked a particular brother, why did we not go to Hebron?
虽然我跟加勒差远了，但是我也很想去看希伯伦。
I know I'm still far from the person Caleb, but I really want to go see Hebron.
他说我也很想去，但是我们已经问过了。
And this brother says, I also really wanted to go, but I've already asked.
因为那时候我们雇了几辆游览车，好，153个人，正好153条大鱼，那是阿拉伯人当司机。
And we had 153 people in this tour bus, and there was an Arab driver in the bus.
然后犹太人当导游。
And the Jews were the tour guides.
然后 Lance Lambert 弟兄当属灵的讲解。
And brother Lance Lambert, he was a spirit, he gave us the spiritual significance of the places that we went.
那陈世天弟兄说，我早去问过了，这些阿拉伯司机说，你们就算给我100万，我都不敢带你们去希伯伦。
And the Arab driver says, if you give me $1 million, I don't have the guts to take you to Hebron.
因为那时候犹太人跟这个回教徒之间的冲突是非常非常明显跟危险的。
And the Muslims and the Jewish nation were at a conflict at that time. It was very, very dangerous at the time.
就在我搭飞机离开约旦飞往伦敦的路上。
And as I got on the plane to go back to London.
那一天希伯伦发生的枪杀案，有人拿枪进去杀死了27、28个人。
And that particular day, there was a mass shooting. 27 some odd number of people died.
弟兄姊妹，到今天为止，希伯伦仍然是一个非常争议的地方。
And to this very day, Hebron is a land of conflict.
但是我现在不讲外面的，我讲属灵的。
I'm not going to talk about the outward conditions. I'm talking about the spiritual.
就是我们需要认识自己生命中的 giants。 巨人到底是什么。
we need to know, we need to understand who are the, what are these giants in our lives.
可能是我们舍不得放掉的一个最终之乐。
And perhaps it is a particular a delight or joy in the sin that you are engaging in.
可能是神在我们身上对我们有的一个要求我们不肯答应。
Or perhaps it's a requirement or a desire of the heart of God in your life, but you do not want to answer.
可能是你的工作职场成为你最大的捆绑和属灵成长的障碍。
Maybe it's your work, maybe it's your career has become a great obstacle before you.
原谅我说，甚至可能你家里面这么小可爱的 baby 是一个 giant.
And forgive me for saying this, maybe that tiny little baby in your house has become a giant.
它让你不能再爱主，不想再爱主，不肯再付代价，不肯再来聚会了。
It stopped you from loving the Lord, stopped you from pursuing the Lord, stopped you from coming to meetings with God.
我们每一个人的巨人不
Every single one of our giants, they may not be the same.
但是共同点就是他不让你往前，他不让你继续往上。
But the commonality is that this giant will hinder you from moving forward in the ways of God, hinder you from ascending.
不能在神的应许，在神的路上继续往前。
You cannot move in the promises of God.
我们的生命不能够继续有突破，能够达到该有的高峰和境界。
And your life cannot have a breakthrough to attain to the place where God desires you to be.
所以这是希伯伦战争很重要的一件。
And this is the criticality to this battle at Hebron.
啊，所以在《生命记》第九章的时候，当然我今天的经文没有列全部哈。圣经上告诉我们，亚纳族人是又高又大的。
And the scripture tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 9 that the descendants of the Anakim, they're giants, they're huge people.
不仅仅讲到这些人大。
And not only are they giants,
他们的城广大坚固，高得顶天。他们的城也高。
But their cities are great and fortified up to the heavens.
然后，众人共同有的经验都说，谁能够在亚纳族人面前站立得住
？And the common saying of all the people is that who can stand before the descendants of Anak?
当然不是每一个人都有这样子的经历，但是我相信有很多人会在你的试探。在你的巨人面前讲同样的话。
And although not everyone would say the same thing, but I do believe that many people do say, have this experience. I can't stand before my giants.
这个网络色情，我真的没办法，我胜不过。
The pornography online, I can't overcome that temptation.
工作上的要求压力，我真的没办法应付了。
The pressure at work, I don't know how to deal with that.
我们有很多很多，甚至我们里面 有很多的惰性、懒惰，可能都让我们不想往前。
And perhaps even our laziness, the faults of our characters that hinders us from moving forward.
或是你很想爱主，很想往前，周围的人事物好像都跟你反对，让你觉得太累了，我不想。
And maybe you have a heart to love the Lord, you want to go further, but the people around you, the things around you, it just makes you so tired that you can't move.
那么。底下我们再看这个经文啊。
And we'll continue to look at the Word of God.
这是在我们买会所的时候，神特别给我们的应许哈。民数记十三章。
And these are the words that God has promised us as we were going through the process of purchasing this property.
对不起哈。三十到三十三节，我们先看前面吧。加勒在摩西面前安抚百姓说：“我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。”
Verse 30 says, "Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, 'Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome.'"
但那些和他同去的人说：“我们不能上去攻击那民，因为他们比我们强壮。”
And then the people responded, but the men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, but they are stronger than we."
跳到三十三节，我们在那里看见亚纳族人就是伟人，据我们看，自己就如蚱蜢一样。据他们看，我们也是如此。
And they continued and said, "There we saw the giants, the descendants of Anak, came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight."
好，我们。先看两个 slide.
And I want to ask you to take a look at these two slides.
右边有一个是从这个号角是吧？还是哪里？摘录的他们在那里考古学挖出了以前那么大的一个人头骸骨。
There's a skeleton that was excavated. many years ago.
那另外一个图呢是最小的那个，对不起，还是刚那个最矮最小的就是一般人的 size.
And the picture on the left,all the way to the left, the height of that person is the average height of a human being.
就六尺哈，对不起，我还没有那么高。
It's about 6 feet tall. I'm not quite that tall.
然后有十二尺的、十八尺的、二十四尺的、三十尺的、三十六尺的。
It goes up to 36 feet tall, all the way to the right.
你会说，难道有三十六尺的人吗
？You said really there are 36 feet tall giants?
已经是快要五个姚明高了。
And there are five height of Yao Ming.
够可怕了。
And dreadful, right?
然后这些探子，十个探子回来报信说什么
？And these ten spies, they came back. What did they say?
他说：“据我们看，自己好像蚱蜢。
And the way we look at ourselves, we are like grasshoppers.”
据他们看也是这样。
And they see us the same way.
所以我挑了一只蚱蜢，放大让你们知道那是蚱蜢啊。
And so I found a picture of a grasshopper, enlarged it, and show you the scale.
当他跳到这个勇士脚边，只有那么小一点点，我必须框起来，不然你们看不到。
And this grasshopper, when it hops over to this warrior, right next to his foot,You begin to see the contrast.
所以你可以看得出来，一个正常的 warrior 大概比蚱蜢高六十倍到一百倍。
And you say a man of average height is about 60 times taller than a grasshopper.
刚刚我们说的一个人，正常人，像我这样子的话，我们算不是像我这样，我说平均人的身高算一米七好了哈。五尺七寸。
And let's say the average height of a person is 5'7".
你如果把它乘以六十倍的话
，If you multiply by 60， 啊，
你就是把一点七米乘以六十倍，就表示这一个，我们如果像蚱蜢，就是那个巨人应该一百公尺高。
And this description, if it's exactly as they have described it, then the enemy would be 100 meters tall.
应该一百公尺高。
100 meters tall.
那你想，余弟兄，你为什么给我这个数字？你们猜我为什么要给你这个数字
？Pastor, why did you give me such a number? Why did I give you such a number?
有没有人想到
？Anybody ever thought of that?
想到我中午便当分你一半。
I'll give you half of my lunch today if you come. If you get the answer right.
难处是真的。
The difficulty is real.
巨人是真的。
The giants are real.
但是你不要去强化你的难处，夸张我们的难处。
But do not enlarge your difficulties and enlarge these giants.
明明蚱蜢跟这个人，怎么可能？巨人怎么可能高到一百公尺
？How is it possible that these giants would be 100 meters tall?
你就算看到了巨人，你也不需要回来。把消息报得这么可怕，让整个以色列百姓心都软掉了。
Even if you did see giants, you need not come back with such terrible news that the entire people of God would be terrified.
你自己存着不幸的恶心，然后回来报恶讯，然后你自己得到了悲惨的结果，被神击杀。
A heart of disbelief, and you bring back a news of disbelief and cause all the people to fail.
十二个探子。
12 spies.
看到的亚纳族人都是一样的。
And they saw the same giants.
十二个探子。
These 12 giants.
看到的迦南美地都是一样的。
And they saw the beauty of the land of Canaan.
十二个探子。
These 12 spies.
所信的神都是一样的。
They believed exactly the same God.
十二个探子。
The 12 spies.
所得到的应许都是一样的。
And the promises that were given to them were exactly the same.
但是十个不仅报恶讯，而且夸张的仇敌的力量。
But these of the 12, 10 of them gave a bad news, but they magnified their enemies.
不仅仅造成了自己被击杀，也让神的百姓那天大得罪神，这么多人被击杀。
And not only were they a slain, but the people that were unbelief were also slain.
但是加勒和约书亚却不是这样。
But Joshua and Caleb, they were not.
知道神与我们同在，他说他们是我们的食物。
And they know the Lord God is with them, so they said they will be our food.
我们立刻上去，我们足能得胜。
Let's go up immediately. We are more than able to overcome.
对，弟兄姊妹，今天关键不在于你的生活。或是道路上有没有难处，有没有巨人
？Brothers and sisters, it's not a matter of whether you have difficulties or giants in your life.
而是我们到底是透过神和他的应许来看这些呢，还是我们透过难处来看神？
Do you see these giants through the eyes of God, through the promises of God, or do you look at it through your difficulties?
当你透过难处来看神的时候，难处越变越大。
When you look at your difficulties of itself, it magnifies, it grows, and it gets bigger and bigger.
它不仅仅让我们不能往前，而且让我们得罪了神。
Not only does it hinder you from moving forward, but you actually offend God.
当我们透过神来看这些难处的时候，
When you look at these difficulties through the eyes of God,
加勒能够说，我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。
You can say, as Caleb said, let's go up immediately, we are more than able to overcome.
弟兄姊妹，我非常非常感谢神带领我们这一个小小的教会，什么都不懂，什么都不成熟的人打这场仗。
Brothers, I really, really thank God for leading us, the small church that really did not know very much, to be engaged in this particular battle.
我们买这个会所的时候，神就是把这句话赐给我们，立刻上去得那地，足能得胜。
We're about to purchase this property. These were the words that the Lord has given us. Go up immediately. You're more than able to overcome.
我记得那时候于师母是在祷告的 committee 里面。他给我们提出了有三大巨人要去面对。
And I remember in our prayer committee, there were three giants that we were facing at the time.
我们怎么样子先得到市政府的许可，让我们把它改，把这个工业地改成教会。
And how do we receive the permit where the city will allow us to transform this R&D facility into a place of gathering?
然后我们去能够争取到合约，让卖方愿意卖给我们。那时候听说 FBI, UPS 很多公司都来抢这个地方。
And then that we would be able to get the deal, that the seller would be willing to sell to us. There are many, many more desire buyers.
第三个巨人是Get the money, 怎么样子得到这七百万？
And the third giant is how do we get the money, the $7 million in the.
那时候我们教会才100多个人，从哪里来这笔天文数字？
We are only about 100-some-odd people in this congregation. How do we come to this sum of money?
我跟你说，今天如果我说这块地八亩地700万，我抢破头都来买，对不对？
And if I tell anybody this 8 acres is on sale for $7 million, people will rush to this place to buy it.
今天在 Silicon Valley 那么烂的房子，跟我年纪一样大。可能都要150万到200万。
And some homes that are as old as I am, they're about $1.5 million.
但是那时候对我们是巨人，我们哪里来这个钱？
And in those days, these things were giants to us. Where did the money come from?
弟兄姊妹，是我们真的不懂得征战，但是神在这里教我们征战。
Brothers, we did not know what warfare was, but God was teaching us how to battle.
所以那时候有人问我们说，为什么要立刻上去？
So people have asked, why do we need to go up immediately?
当时很多人不太明白。
And there are a lot of people, there's some people that did not understand.
现在至少两件事情让我们明白。
There are two things, in hindsight, we come to know.
等到我们拿到 permit, 拿到 CUP 以后，市政府当天就开会，以后 Santa Clara 再也不准把任何的 warehouse 改成教会。
And the moment that we got our permit, the contingency usage permit, the city made a statute that no other R&D facility will be converted into a place of assembly.
我们是最后一个。
We're the last one.
在我们之后，好几个教会，甚至比我们大、有钱的教会，想要效法我们，通通进不来。
There are many, many churches that came and wanted advice from us on how to move forward. None of them were able to get the authorization from the city.
第二个原因。
The second reason.
谁晓得这块地会涨价涨得这么快？
Who knew that the land here would increase value so drastically?
如果神今天呼召我们来买这块地的话，我们连更不敢想的。
And if the Lord called us to come and purchase this property today, it's even harder for us than imagine.
怎么可能七百万买得下这块地？
How is it possible that we could purchase this property for $7 million?
弟兄姊妹，神在这里训练我们去面对所有的仇敌啊。
My brothers and sisters, the Lord was training us how to face our giants.
从我们人来看。巨人有大巨人小巨人。
And from our own perspective, there are small giants, there are big giants.
从神的角度来看 ,nothing is impossible, 对他从来没有难成的事情。
From God's perspective, nothing is impossible.
大山啊，你算得了什么？你在所罗巴伯面前要成为平地。
Mountains, what are you that in the face of Zerubbabel you will be a plain?
所以在属灵生命的成长上，或是属灵道路往前去的时候，一定有仇敌，甚至有巨人。
And in the progression of our spiritual journey, we will always encounter giants.
只有当我们不信的时候，他才会来阻挡我们，才会来伤害我们。
Only when in the time of unbelief will these giants be able to resist and to stop us.
所以当他们把亚纳族人赶走，圣经上告诉我们，亚纳族三个族长占领了希伯伦。
And when they drove out these giants, the descendants of Anak, we know that there are three particular tribes that are holding this place.
我刚刚前面借用了大卫跟哥利亚的图，就是一个人对一个巨人。
And I used the illustration between David and Goliath.
但是现在加勒他们所面对的是一个族的亚纳族人。一大堆三个族长，你想有多少亚纳族人
？And the people that now Caleb has to face are three particular tribes, three tribes of giants.
而且加勒决定不是只有一个人去得这块地，他的同伴、他的同族人跟他一起打。
I know Caleb is not the only one that went to fight, but his people, his tribe came and fought with him.
所以我们个人要做得胜者，但是所有得胜的目的、经历都是为了教会、为了身体的。
And we individually, we need to be overcomers, we need to experience victory, but all those victories are for the body of Christ, for the church as a whole.
所以你看到希伯伦有三个族长，最尊大的亚纳族人，而且最强的三个族长守着。
And there are three leaders of these tribes, the strongest of the Anakims. They were holding this place.
所以你告诉我们，越是宝贵的属灵产业和祝福，仇敌越是不甘心给我们。
The more precious the property, the enemies will not relent in terms of giving it to us easily.
你看下一张图哈。
Look at the next picture.
那个左边是落叶，下面是垃圾。
And the upper left is leaves falling on the ground, and below it is just garbage.
二十多年前，有一个人要结婚，说要弄我们家后院，我不晓得看中哪一点。
20 some years ago, somebody wanted to use our backyard to conduct their wedding ceremony. I don't know.
而且他挑十一月下旬，那个落叶最多的时候，我们家门口有三棵大树，那个不是我们家，就是满地都是落叶。
And it was in the month of November, the leaves were falling. That's not a picture of my house, but the leaves were everywhere.
我已经扫了六七大袋那种30 gallon 的袋子，但是风一吹又下来了。
And I tried to clean up the yard for the wedding, and there were 6-7 large garbage bags, and whenever the wind comes, more leaves would fall.
为什么没有人来偷我的树叶呢？
How come nobody came to steal my leaves?
摆在门口，我就算插个牌子 free to take, 没有人拿。
I put those bags out in front of the house, even if I put a sign that is for free, nobody will take it.
不然没有人会把树叶跟垃圾放在这个运钞票车子里面。
And nobody's ever going to take these fallen leaves and put it in an armor truck, right?
更不会放在银行那个保险箱，一层又一层的保险箱里面。
And then whenever put it inside the safe after one gate, or after one lock and another,
因为它不值钱，
because it's not worth anything，
没有价值，
it has no value。
弟兄姊妹，仇敌当然是货。
Brothers and sisters, our enemy knows what's valuable。
你要爱世界，爱什么他根本不在乎，去拿去拿，尽量拿。
If you want to love the world, anything you want from the world, go ahead, have it。
但是我们想要追求属灵的东西，他就一层一层守着，不让我们拿。
But whenever you desire spiritual things, he will now put up his guards and say, "No, I will not allow you to have it."
所以弟兄姊妹得到的神给我们上好的祝福，我们里面才有真正的安息和满足。
But just when we have the very best from the Lord God, then we will truly have rest.
最后一个点，讲到加勒跟希伯伦，我还是提一下好了。
At the very last point concerning Caleb and Hebron.
加勒他这一生，刚才讲过，整个的心都向往希伯伦。
Caleb, his entire life was longing for Hebron.
所以当他到了85岁的时候
，When we came to the age of 85,
他跑来找约书亚。
And he came to Joshua.
他说，当初他们来探迦南地的时候，神应许要把这块地给他，摩西也答应了。
You remember the day when we were spies and we came back, and Moses also promised to me that Hebron is going to be mine.
他说这45年来我那个时候力量如何，现在还是如何。
He said, these 45 years, as my strength was then, so is my strength now.
所以你稍微注意一下中间的不同。
And you come and discover the difference here.
85岁。
He's 85 years old.
减45。
Minus 45.
40, 85减40是45，对不对？
85 minus 40, I'm sorry, it's 45 years old, right?
然后45再减到38年在旷野。
And then 45, you take away 38 years in the wilderness.
剩下多少？
How many years is left?
7年。
7 years.
所以换句话说，一进了迦南地以后，
In another word, the moment they enter into Canaan,
加勒虽然很向往去打希伯伦，但是他先陪着神的百姓南征北讨，帮助他们得产业。
And so when they entered into Canaan, he saw the beauty of Hebron, but he went north and south to fight with the people to lay hold of inheritance.
这是一个宽大伟大的生命。
He's got a heart that is very, very wide, a life that is very broad.
他陪着弟兄们去打他们的天下。
He went with his brothers to go and conquer the land.
让他们先得着，先承受神要给他们的祝福。
That they may first receive the inheritance that God has for them.
最后回来才来打自己的。
And then he comes back to fight for what belongs to him.
第二件事情
Secondly,
他整个属灵力量能够这样子不断的更新，以至于能够持守住原来的力量。
The reason why he's able to renew and sustain his spiritual strength.
属灵的生命是不长一定退的。
At the spiritual life, if you're not growing, you will always fall back.
所以他在主的面前不断的更新他自己里面跟神的关系。
So every single day, he continues to renew his relationship with God.
其实他还没有进希伯伦，他已经活在希伯伦的境界。
I want to say before he even entered into the land of Hebron, he was already living.In the realm of Hebron.
他说看到我现在已经85岁了。
He says, look, I'm 85 years old right now.
他说我还是强壮。
But I'm still strong.
像摩西，哇，你真的好 strong. 像摩西打发我去的那一天。
Just like the day when we went and fought with Moses.
无论是征战是出入，我力量那是如何，现在还是如何。
As we were going out, as we were coming in, as my strength then, so is my strength now.
我现在年纪大了，我就越来越佩服加勒。
And the older that I get, I really admire Caleb.
因为所有跟力有关的，我全部都在 drop。
Everything that has to do with strength, I am diminishing.
我的 vision, 我的听力，我的注意力，我的记忆力，我的体力，通通都在 drop。
My vision, my eyes, my hearing, everything, my focus, my attention, everything is diminishing.
看到加勒说他八十五岁了，他的力量跟那个时候一模一样。
But Caleb says my strength now as 85 is the same as when I was 40.
什么东西能够让他维持这样子的力量？
What allowed him to sustain his strength?
秘诀在于，我无论是征战，无论是出是入。
Rather in battle, rather in going out or coming in.
弟兄姊妹，我们在征战里面，我们会祷告，我们会彼此勉励，我们会把力量 build up.
And when we're in the middle of the battle, we will pray, we will huddle around each other to build up our strength.
但是频繁的出跟入。也是一样的力量，这才是挑战。
But in our ordinary days, when we go out, when we come in, as if nothing is happening, and our strength is the same, that is the challenge.
如何处理危机，如何面对艰难，显出一个人的智慧和能力。
And how do we face and how do we deal with our crisis? It reveals that one's wisdom.
但是你如何处平凡，却显出了这个人的生命。
And how do you deal with your ordinary days? Reveals the life within the person.
显出了他跟神的关系。
Reveals the relationship he has with God.
我要再说啊，你如何面对危机，如何处理你的艰难，显出了你的智慧，你的能力。
And again, I will say this: how you deal with difficulties and crises reveals your wisdom.
但是如何面对你最平凡？的生活，的显出我们的生命，还有跟神的关系。
But how you deal with the most ordinary days of your life reveals your life and your relationship with God.
上次我引用那个老姊妹的话，她说：“有人休息，休息得很美；有人休息，休息得很丑。”
And there's an elderly sister that once says, "There are those who rest and they rest beautifully, and there are some who rest and they rest looking like they're really ugly."
有人忙忙得很美，有人忙忙得很丑。
Some people when they're busy, they still look very beautiful as they're busy, but some people when they're busy, they look very very ugly.
但是加勒无论征战，无论出无论入，他说我那个时候力量如何，我还是一样。
But Caleb.He says, whether going out or coming in, however, the strength that I had back then, I'm still strong now.
这是枝子立于葡萄树最好的一个见证。
This is the best example, illustration of the branches and the vine.
最后我们讲到他整个人专心要主，跟随主。
We see that his heart is wholeheartedly towards desiring and following the Lord.
圣经三番四次的讲到加勒另有一个心智 another spirit, 就是他专心跟从主。
Time and time again, the scripture tells us that Caleb had another spirit. He was wholeheartedly in following the Lord.
圣经很少这样子重复的讲一个人，讲同样一个特点。
Seldom does the scripture repeat the same thing concerning the same person again and again.
表示加勒整个的心真的是专心跟成就。
You discover that the heart of Caleb was entirely focused on God.
但是我没有时间去细讲这段故事哈，就是我们的巨人不光是在外面的，我刚才说的，在人生的遭遇道路上会有巨人。
And brothers and sisters, these giants that we're talking about are not just outward, not just the things that we encounter in life.
但是在我们里面也有一个巨人。
But more so, there's a giant within us.
就是老我。
That's myself.
我的自己。
My old self.
他需要被征服。
It needs to be conquered.
当加勒花了七年的时间帮别人打天下。
Those 7 years when he was doing battles with all his brothers.
他冒着生命的危险带着同伴把希伯伦打下来。
And then with his life, risking his life with his companions, he took down Hebron.
让全国太平，从此没有征战。
As the entire land rested, there was no more warfare.
他终于可以住到了希伯伦去了。
And finally, he can now dwell in the land of Hebron.
哪里晓得，当他们安定下来的时候
，And not to realize the moment they rested.
神叫约书亚做一件事情，就是抽签，抽出一些城来给利未人。
And then Joshua says, "You now need to take." Some lots, so that we're going to take a plot of area out of your land to give to the Levites.
我们没有时间去读这个经文，你回家看约书亚记二十一章，开始抽签的时候，抽出的第一个签就是希伯伦。
Joshua chapter 21, when they took lot, the very first city that it came out was Hebron.
请问如果是你，你会怎么样
？Brothers, if it was you, if Hebron was yours, what would you do?
神，你搞错了。
God, you made a mistake.
神，你怎么会这样子对待我
？God, how would you treat me this way?
我们可能摔了门就走，对不对？我们里面有说不出的委屈。
I would slam the door and turn my back on God. God, why would you do such a thing?
你知道我渴慕这个。
Lord, you know I long for Hebron.
你知道我花功夫等待这个。
Lord, you know I was longing and waiting for Hebron.
我花代价得着了它。
God, I paid the price to lay hold of Hebron.
你为什么让我一抽签就被别人拿走了？
Why is it at the casting of the lot somebody took it?
成为逃城了。
And it became a land of the city of refuge.
弟兄们，你要去体会到这些加勒生命的伟大。
And brothers and sisters, we need to come and discover how wonderful is the life of Caleb.
他二话不说，交出希伯伦，退到郊野去住。
Not a single word he gave up Hebron.
弟兄姊妹，金金是一定经过火炼的，而且甚至经过七倍的火。
Brothers and sisters, pure gold has to be tried by fire of sevenfold.
摩西一直想进迦南，神没有让他进。
Moses wanted to enter into Canaan, but God says no.
加勒一直想得希伯伦，神让他抽签被别人抽走了。
Caleb wanted Hebron, and then the Lord allowed the lot to fall to someone else.
大卫一直想为神盖个圣殿，盖个居所，神不让他盖。
David wants to build the temple for God, but God says no.
施洗约翰一直盼望基督，他说我帮他解鞋带都不配，新郎来了我太高兴了，但是却没有机会侍奉耶稣，跟随耶稣。
John the Baptist desired the coming of the Messiah. He said, "The one whose shoes I'm not worthy to carry," but he did not have the opportunity to serve the Messiah.
从某一面来说，他们最盼望的、最花功夫的，好像没得着。
From a certain perspective, the things that they long for, the things that they love.They lost it. They didn't get a hold of it.
其实是在属灵里，神把最上好的都给了这些人。
But spiritually, God has given the very best to these individuals.
所以加勒能够在主的面前有这样子的表现，我说有足够了。
And Caleb is able to have such an expression to say, "Lord, if I have you, it's more than enough for me."
也是我们刚才读的经文。
It's the verses that we read earlier.
耶和华是我的产业。
The Lord is my inheritance.
他自己是我的产业。
The Lord Himself is my inheritance.
不是希伯伦，不是山明水秀的地方，不是这里，不是那里。耶和华是我的产业。
Not Hebron, not the land of bounty, but the Lord God is my inheritance.
我的产业实在美好。
And my inheritance is beautiful to me.
信心的见证。
And this is the testimony of faith.
伟大的得胜。
And this is a wonderful victory.
这个得胜比他征服了亚纳族人还要伟大。
This victory, this personal victory, is greater than overcoming the giants of Anak.
因为他在这里不仅仅被神夸，他专心跟随主，爱神。
Not only the Lord allowed him to cultivate a life that is singular towards Him, to love Him.
他用他的生命和经历见证了主啊，我的好处不在你以外。
And with his life.With this faith, he testified, "God, my goodness is not apart from you."
所以弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神哈，在基督里把我们都 迦南地只讲到我们在基督里。
My brother and sister, we thank God that as we talk about this land of Canaan, we speak of everything we have in Christ.
我们在这里征战，所有的征战都是为了更多承受基督，承受在基督里所有的救恩。
We engage in these warfare so that we may have more of Christ, more of the blessing and the salvation to receive in Christ.
每一场的征战都有特别的仇敌，也都有特别的功课让我们学习。
Every single battle has a unique enemy, has a unique lesson.For us.
但是在基督里就够了。
But when we're in Christ, it's enough.
在他的同在里，我欢喜快乐，享受最深的满足和安息。
In His presence, I enjoy the greatest satisfaction, the greatest rest.
来，我们来唱哈诗歌97首。
Let's come and sing hymn 97 together.
不管你唱中文、英文都可以，但是我们要唱出这个喜乐和把握。
Chinese or English, we need to sing it with faith, with assurance.
我们的脚今天踏在荣美之地。
Our feet are on the Beulah land.
我们站起来唱，我们唱一三四三节。
Verses 3 and 4.
是我们军队的元帅，他率领我们得胜。
He's the captain of our salvation. He's the one that leads us into victory.
为了承受产业， 为了享受在基督里所有的恩典和祝福。
That we may inherit the inheritance of God, to enjoy all the blessings that are in Christ.
加油，弟兄姊妹，不管你的巨人是什么。
Brothers and sisters, be encouraged, no matter what your giants are.
在神的面前站不住。
That they will not stand before God.
让我们凭信立刻上去。
That by faith, go up immediately.
我们足能得胜。
You are more than able to overcome.
我们祷告，我们祷告，请几位简短的带领，我们有祷告。
Brothers and sisters, let's pray. Those of you who are led by the Lord, let's pray out loud together. Praise you, God.
Amen. 主耶稣啊，我们谢谢你。
Praise you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.主啊，今天早晨你自己的
坚固的教会，坚固
我们的信心，提升我们的信心。
是外面看得见，在我们里面看到一个得胜的丰富，地满奴隶，陆地自由，恩重仇，今居我居柔美之地。感谢赞美主，奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿门。
Amen. Praise you, God. Amen. Praise you, God.Lord Jesus, grow our faith right now.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, grow our individual faith. Grow our faith for our families. Oh Lord, grow our faith for our small groups.
Amen.
Oh Lord, grow our faith for this church. Oh Lord, grow our faith for the global church.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, yes, you have finished the work. You have overcome. You are victorious.
Amen.
And oh Lord, your church is victorious.Oh、
Amen.
Yes, oh Lord Jesus, we are victorious in
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, grow our faith at this very moment. Oh Lord, those of us, oh Lord, who have succumbed to the lies of the enemy.
Amen.
Oh Lord, that our temptations or giants are too big.
Amen.
Oh, that we've fallen time and time again. But oh Lord God,
Amen.
Lord God, you are our strength.
Amen.
You are our life. Oh Lord Jesus, we thank you, we praise you.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we pray that the hearing of the word of God today、
Amen.
Will mingle with the faith that you've given us. Allow your church to overcome. We thank you, God.
Amen. Amen.
是的主，每个人生命当中都有这样的巨人，这样的巨人既是我们拦阻，也是我们成长的垫脚石。求主帮助我们，让我们真的是靠着主的力量，能够跨过这些巨人。当我们跨过这些巨人的时候，我们就可能更清楚看到
主。阿门。
阿门。
让我们的生命，让我们的度量都能提高。
Praise you, God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.和我们的教会，
阿
们我们立刻上去和得那应许之地。哈利路亚，我们谢谢主。
阿门。
阿门。Yes, God. Yes, God.
主啊，求你按照你丰富的荣耀，叫我们的心里的力量能够刚强起来。
Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you.
现在能够看到你的喜乐是我们的力量，能够让我们来为你征战，看到你是我们的神，我们的主，我们永远的份，你永远是我们的一切，是我们的产业。
Amen. Yes, I am living on the mountain.
Amen.
Underneath a cloudless sky, I am drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry.
Amen.
Oh yes, I am feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply.
Amen.
For I am dwelling in Beulah land.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, all our victory starts here at your table, at your feast.You bring us in that, oh Lord, we may come and eat of you and drink of you. Oh Lord Jesus, that we come into your bounty.
Amen.
Praise you, God.
Amen.
Praise you, God.
我们一起读一段经文，以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2. Let's come and read together.
好，我们今天不仅被带到基督里，也跟他一同坐在天上。
We are not only brought here into Christ, but we are seated with him in the heavenly places.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，是靠我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里 向我们所施的恩慈显明给后来的世代看。英文我们读一遍。
Verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of your great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.
Amen. 主啊，站在你桌子面前，我们心里面充满了感恩和喜乐。
Well, Jesus, as we come and stand before your table, our hearts are full of thanksgiving and we rejoice.
当你在十字架上说成了的时候，
When you said on the cross, it is finished.
所有救赎的大功都已经做成。
As all the salvation, the works of salvation has been done.
当你从死里复活的时候，你已经借着死败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
And when you rose from the dead, that by death,You have abolished the power of death.
当你升上高天的时候，你让你的教会基督的身体与你一同坐在天上。
And when you ascended on high, you enabled the church to be ascended to sit with you on high.
我们今天得到的恩典祝福远远远远超过了以色列百姓。
Oh Lord Jesus, the grace and the blessing that we receive surpass that of the nation of Israel.
你让我们在这里不是读一个三千多年前的历史故事。
We're not simply reading a story that's 3,000 years old.
你让我们看见神的心，看见神工作的法则，也让我们看见圣徒得胜的秘诀。
You allow us to see the heart of God, the ways of God, and the secret to victory.
今天在基督里，我们都得着了。
And today, all we have laid hold of them in Christ.
为着桌上的饼杯，我们献上感谢，也请你加上祝福。
And Lord, for this bread and this cup, we thank you. We ask that you would bless it.
在我们里面，如果还有任何的罪、任何坚固的营垒、不肯顺服的地方，主啊，在你桌子面前，我们都求你赦免。
Oh Lord, if there is still any sin, any area strongholds in our life, that Lord, we ask for your forgiveness.
让我们借着吃你、喝你、与你联合。让我们得着了属天的能力。
That's how we eat of you and drink of you, we would receive the heavenly life.
在这去而不返的路上，让我们上行再上行。
And this way of no return, that we would go upward and upward.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.